Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Cesterino, back again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories for the week of May 4th, 2021, here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF.
Yeah, that's right. News AF is back again, and we've got a lot to talk to you about here today on May the 4th. Happy Star Wars Day to you, Tyson.
And to you as well, Rob. Yes. And to you as well, Danny.
Yes.
Oh, wait. Yes.
Yes.
Correct.
Tyson, once upon a time, you started a viral Star Wars video.
I would say I'm still a star of it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
Man, that was probably like 8 years ago. It has like, I think, over 30 million hits on it, which is quite a few hits. And if only I could somehow get that many Instagram followers, then I'd be set.
Yeah.
Finally, you could be happy.
You should post in the comments of that video and say, hey, follow me on Instagram today.
Well, I've been spending most of my time harassing Dave Ramsey on Facebook.
Yeah. So I noticed that. I saw that there was that I was got like an update of like one of your friends posted on this. And there was like a Facebook post. A woman had written like, don't pay for something unless you can afford it. And you were cracking back to her.
Oh, I've been cracking back straight at Dave Ramsey's posts.
Yes. Okay. What is it? So Dave Ramsey, he's like a financial guru, tells people like to pay down their debt. What are you saying to Dave Ramsey?
So one of his things was, cash is king, debt sucks.
Yeah.
And I wrote, I guess I'll have to buy a wallet to carry all that cash. On credit, of course, and people just started losing their minds. So I was like, oh, I'm just going to keep this up. So last night I did another one, the one that said, all the motorized vehicles in your home should all be paid for and only equal maximum half of your yearly income in worth. And that's like a good balance.
Rule of thumb.
And yeah, a good rule of thumb. But he didn't say good rule of thumb. He just posted as fact. And I just got on and said, I buy all my cars without motors. It's a little loophole. And so, and people, they just like me cracking back at Dave Ramsey. Because I'm sure some of it is good advice and some people need that advice. But it really is like for a two-year-old. It's like, hey, don't bury yourself in debt because it's hard to get out of. And then he's a genius. How is this guy such a genius? So, so I've just been cracking back at him. And it's funny because I'll post something on there and it will get like 800 likes. And it's just funny that people are enjoying it. And sometimes people are cracking back at me too because they're like, well, actually... one guy was like, have you never heard of a debit card? Because when I said I was going to buy my wallet on credit and I was like, no, I haven't. And he's like, figures. Mm-hmm. So yeah, there's the people that are just like devout to him, like the gospel of Dave Ramsey. And then there's people who are just like, this guy's ridiculous.
Well, yeah, that to like follow like a lot of his system, I think you do need to be like particularly like devout of like, you know, put every single dollar you make and never buy and not buy one thing except for pay down your debt. Like you need to be very devoted to be able to pull that off.
Well, and also, I mean, I never really had debt, which sure, I understand when you have, but you, there are times when people have to, and people have to go into debt and I have a mortgage, sure. And I am paying it off, but it's just like, so I'm scrolling through here. And this one is the total value of all your vehicles, things with motors in them, should be less than half of your annual income. And my crackback is the top comment on there. It says, I always get cars without motors in them, a little loophole in the system. And has like 20 comments and most of them are like, that's awesome. And then one guy's like, cars actually have engines, not motors. And I was like, oh yeah, you could use that as a loophole too, I guess, even though he was trying to get at me. And a lot of Flintstone references. And
very timely.
People, and then there's another one I did. I should look through them all.
Tyson, you need to call into his show. That would be the next step.
Oh, he has a show?
Yeah, you don't know that he's like all right, let's take another call. Okay, we got all right, Tyson, he wants to, and then like, hey, Dave, can I afford, if I buy, you know, I've got like, all right, well, how many credit cards do you have? Like, well, I've got $10,000 in credit. And they're like, no.
Okay, I will call in.
Yeah.
And do you think I'll get on?
I don't know what the line is like.
Let's see. I'm trying to find some
and
more.
A lot of times he really sasses people. He's like, now, how in the hell do you expect that you're going to be able to afford that? You just said you make $26,000 a year. You got $10,000 in credit card debt. Like, what? No, you can't buy a new Xbox.
You can't buy the new. Yeah. I like that. Let's see. Debt is dumb. Cash is king. This one is the one where I really give him some sass. Then I'd have to buy a wallet on credit. And yeah, people are living for it. There's one more I did.
But they haven't blocked you yet?
They haven't blocked me yet. I thought they
might.
Why
would they?
Then I also... why would they? I'm hilarious. I think I had...
Now, we got some wiseacres in the comments saying things, trying to get people riled up. And look, folks, that this guy
sounds like Rob is a devout.
He is
Ramsey fan. He's got the accent. He's can basically spout out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I only recently discovered the joys of instant gratification financially.
Yes, Danny.
Up until recently, I was like, oh, yeah, cash only. And then all of a sudden, someone told me you can have it now and pay for it over like 10 years. It's only like 50 cents extra a month to get the upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I've just joined that crowd.
Yeah.
It blows my mind, though. I told you when I've done this rant, what it takes to get credit. It just blows my mind.
Yeah, so this one is my most popular one on here, and it says, if you can't afford it, don't buy it. And I said, so if I can afford it, I should buy it, ? And people were losing their minds. And they're just like, that's not how it works. It doesn't work. And I'm just like, and then other people are like, you're hilarious. And then it's just like starts a war every time. And it's like, and then every other one of his posts is like, hey guys, do not go into debt. Don't buy things you don't need. My book's $10.99 right now. Only get it on my website. 4 easy payments of $2.50.
All it is every page over and over and over again. Don't buy what you don't need.
Mm-hmm. Don't buy what you don't need. Yeah. Don't go into debt.
Debt.
I've got a system. It costs $9.99 a month. You can get it right now. Just log in your credit card. It's such a scam. It's like Marie Kondo selling all her like storage stuff at the storage store. It's like, okay, get rid. But now, no, we're not getting rid anymore. We're storing that stuff. So, yeah.
Wow. Okay. Tyson's attacking people on the internet. It's becoming one of those people.
Wait until they find out you won $1 million on Survivor.
Yeah. Is that going to make them happy or
no,
mad?
No, that's going to really be, I think, make them upset.
Who?
The people in the Facebook group.
The people that are my fans or the people
the people that are, you're already making upset.
Yeah. So when they're like, oh, this doesn't pertain to you, you won $1 million. I can say, well, I spent that long, long ago. Back in debt.
I don't know. I just think that it's not going to sit well with the people that are like very, very much in debt trying to follow Dave Ramsey.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just buy his book. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the last thing you should go in debt for is buying a book.
All right.
Do you own any of his books, Rob?
I listened to his audiobook, and I had I forget the his famous book that I did have it, but the problem for me was I couldn't get my wife to read it. I was like,
oh, that's all you
read this book.
Yeah,
she's like,
that's where you're going to save the most money.
I want to read the book. I know everything. I'm not reading a book. I'm like, just read the book. Just read. Like, no, you can't make me read the book. Like, will you please just look at the book? I said, fine. I'll read the book. And that was 10 years ago. She didn't read the book.
Okay. Did it help her?
No.
Did it help you?
I would say that there's some sound advice.
Okay. What's the soundest advice that you got from the book? Cash is king. Debt sucks.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically it. Yeah, if you want to go in detail into it.
Rob, are you hiding it from us? Because it says, like, don't, in the back of the book, it says, please don't share secrets so that we can sell more of these books.
I mean, nothing, you know, they say, you should try to pay off your house as soon as possible. You should pay off, don't buy a new car. You know.
Okay.
Nothing crazy.
Yeah. What if I bought...
Guys, this topic is so boring. I can't hold my silence any longer. I don't care about Dave Ramsey or any of this. I would much rather talk about the news.
All right.
Oh, my gosh. My head's exploding. With
how many Dave Ramsey books do you own?
Tyson, stop. Who? Rob, segue.
Danny, how many books do you own?
Books? I have no idea, but...
How many Dave Ramsey books?
Good. Zero.
Okay, me too.
Yeah. I own the one. I gave it to my wife to read. She never read it, and we recently gave it to Goodwill.
Good. Somebody can get a bargain for a used book, just like he always goes. Okay, let's get into the news without further ado.
All right.
We'll let Danny start the news story after you tell him what
Wait, hold on. Danny was going to tell us that he just started watching The Circle.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's more interesting than Dave Ramsey's
Maybe.
Book.
Let's see what you have to say.
Okay. One question. I have more questions than observations. Do you think that they choose... Do they tell people who have, like, hey, you have to be a real profile, you have to be fake? Because it's pretty evenly split.
I would assume so, or they look for people. But there's really no advantage to playing as a catfish. So I'm assuming they actually, when they do casting, I'm assuming they tell people they have to be a catfish or not.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of what I thought, too, because it just was too convenient. You
what
know,
are your thoughts on that, Rob?
I don't know. It's a good question. I think that one that like the casting is they really want people who are going to be good TV, whether or not they're going to be like, I think so. I think that's step one. And then I think that they may ask people if they have a preference, if they want a catfish or not. And maybe they might tell somebody like, hey, we like you, but we'd like you to be a catfish.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah.
The other thing is, you obviously have to pick someone, if you're going to catfish, you have to pick someone who will give you images and other things. That's why they're all picking people right next, you know, friends, family members. And they probably have to get some kind of consent. Otherwise, you could create bomber catfishing profiles.
Now, Kim in the chat says that they don't, firsthand knowledge. So they don't tell you you have to catfish. You tell them if you want to be a catfish or not.
But okay, then that probably helps in the catfish. Then they select, they say, okay, here's the people that want to catfish. Here's the people that don't, that want to play themselves. And then they try and find them. But it's so weird that Danny hasn't gotten this far into the season. that they're trying to find the catfish and just kill them off, when it's like, who cares if they're a catfish or not? If they're on your team, who cares who they pretend to be, mm-hmm. right?
The other thing is, I got to say, the people who are catfishing seem way more relaxed.
Hmm.
Like, just from the first episode, they all seem a little bit more chill. I mean, they do obviously have to think more about what they post. The other thing is, if I was on that show, I don't know. Everyone is overthinking, like, the just the very first thing that, you know, when they all make contact for the first time and everyone's freaking out about what they should write or if they should even write at all. I mean, I'm thinking, if that's how you feel at the very beginning, this is going to be a nightmare mm-hmm. for you. As the show unfolds,
would you catfish?
Well, they get back
Danny?
Into it. Danny,
no, I could not. I couldn't catfish. Mm-hmm. But then the thing is, to be your authentic self, it could also be really bad. It's nice to be pretend to be somebody else, because then those harmful comments don't hurt you. Just bounce off that fake persona you've created. Mm-hmm. You know, whereas if you are yourself, man, you're really putting yourself out there.
Danny,
that's true.
I feel like you would not be good on the circle either.
No, definitely not.
Yeah,
not
because
my
they'd
game.
Be like. They'd be like, nobody's heard from Danny in about 6 days. Let's start a private chat with him. They'd be like, start a private chat with Danny. And then it would be like, bling. And Danny'd be like, And then
actually,
he'd just
that's
ghost
very
it,
accurate.
Not even answer.
I was thinking just today how I have text messages from people I know and like that I've not responded to in weeks.
Can you list them just so they can get a shout out on the podcast?
Message circle chat.
A consolation.
Great. More messages. Hashtag sarcasm. Hashtag leave me alone.
Whenever I get text messages, before I look at my phone, I do curse under my breath. Like, who is trying to contact me?
Really? That's how you react when I text you?
Yeah, if you text me, I just automatically, and then I lift up my phone and it's either, or it's, oh, it's Tyson. I haven't talked to him for a while. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, no, I wouldn't do well. It's an interesting show, and I don't know. I'll probably watch a couple more episodes.
Okay.
I am intrigued.
Yeah, you should.
All right. It's also, before I forget, I just want to mention just the three biggest Zach Wilson fans out here together. With that Zach Wilson unites us all.
Watched the draft. First of all, I don't know what's in it, the draft for you. There's very little. I mean, maybe after the first couple picks, there's intrigue, but it seemed like everybody was set in place.
He was
out of place, was he not? He seems so. First of all, he looks like a 15-year-old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
heard that.
And then he does. I don't know. He just seems. He's a BYU kid. That's all I can say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Total through and through. Nice. I hope he does well with the Jets. So I will say he does seem like he will work hard not to be, you know, to kind of get rid of the Jets' reputation as a quarterback graveyard.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully he'll do something for you, Rob.
Yes. All right.
And he's only, how old is he?
21,
22?
I think.
21?
Yeah.
And he's probably only had 17 surgeries. So I think he's in tip-top form. He's going to be great at the Jets. It's gonna be great there, because I know when I was 21.
You're not gonna find a top pick quarterback. At least it seemed like all of them had surgery.
It's crazy to me, dude. When I was 21, I didn't even know that surgeries existed.
You're like, what's a scalpel?
Yeah, mm-hmm. What's a surgery?
Yeah,
a hospital.
Surgery? Is that a type of
surgery? Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, and it's just like he's had 17 shoulder replacements, 16 knee replacements, and 4 hip replacements as a starting quarterback.
And
for
he has
Brigham
a glass
University.
Eye.
He has a glass eye, and half of his skull is metal.
He's going to cauliflower ear.
All right, well, let's get into some of our news stories. And for years, we have been tracking the worst airline passengers of the week. But 2021 is off
harder.
To be having the worst airline passengers of all time in a year.
Yeah, we're already. So the average complaint was somewhere around 100 to 200 annually.
Yeah.
And we are at 1,300 incidences just this year.
Despite having less people flying than a normal year.
Are they all over masks?
Yeah, a lot are masks.
A lot are masks, but also that we have a lot of people drinking excessively, engaging in a physical or verbal assault. Lots of different issues. Do you think a part of it is that people have forgotten what it's like to be around other people?
That's definitely part of it.
I think they're pent up.
Yeah, there's a lot of anxiety just about the current situation in the world. But okay, so I read this article and it talked about the guy who peed, but it also talked about a story we missed where a passenger, an adult passenger, spit in a kid's mouth. That to me was the most egregious of all violations.
Yeah.
There was no backstory. It was just like.
That's assault, dude. And that
is what if I was if
sexual assault, probably
if someone spit in my kid's mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would lose my freaking mind. That would be
during
a whole different incident.
COVID.
If I were the kid, I'd be like, don't swallow. Take a DNA swab right now. And then, man, that dude is in for a world.
I'd say to my kid, I told you not to take your mask off.
I will say, I've told this story before, I did spit in a friend's mouth and he threw up instantly.
Why?
In junior high.
Why?
We were just like spitting on each other for some reason, because I don't know why that's what young men do. Mm-hmm. And I spit a huge logie, lobbed it like, you know,
didn't you do something
Wilson.
Else that made somebody throw up instantly?
No, it was probably the story that you're remembering. Landed right in his open mouth as he was preparing to spit. It perfectly timed. Like, probably that's when I peaked. Like, as... It just went and he just threw up right away, which was the natural reaction.
How
this
far
kid,
away
hopefully,
did you spit?
He was probably.
Why did
10,
you do this?
Feet. We were just spitting on each other, like spitting logies in the air.
Just like bros, just cool bros. Yeah. Just like
kind of like
you know,
we used to have BB gun wars. You walk around and shoot each other BB
Zach
guns.
Wilson can do that.
Nope,
no problem.
Also not.
Yeah, totally. Don't. Totally. You never did that or like got a taser and tased people randomly in the group?
No, I never.
Day?
You did that?
Yeah.
You tased
Luckily,
people?
I was
have
not
you been a, tased?
I was not a victim of the tasing. They tended to tase one kid in the group a lot until he started crying.
Jeez, dude. How bad does a taser hurt?
I don't know. I never got to taste it. But he did have marks on his side. Burn marks. Yeah. Little like
hey,
two.
That brings us to a question that somebody had in Facebook. Have you had any experience with bear spray? And I told him that you had and that you would tell the story.
Yeah, so I have been sprayed with pepper spray, and I think it was bear spray. I'm not sure what my dad sprayed me with. It was some kind of spray. But in one incident, it was in junior high again, where most of my memories, traumatic memories, tend
that's
to be from that
That's where all
time.
Of your, mm-hmm. that's everything stopped at that point when you were like, I'm an adult, I'm going to stop remembering anything about my life.
Well, these high schoolers rolled up. And they asked for directions to the mall while we were waiting for the bus in the morning, which I thought was crazy. Mall's not open and you're way far away from the mall. You're not even close. So being the nice, concerned citizen that I am, I went in to tell them that. And a kid from the back sprayed me point blank in the face with pepper spray.
This isn't even funny. I don't know why I'm laughing.
No, it's fine. You can laugh at it. And okay. I had to be helped home. Like, so another kid from the bus stop had to walk me back to my house.
Mm-hmm. Jeez.
Now, the other situation, my dad was spraying an animal underneath the car, and I was on the other side of the car as a kid, and he nailed me. But my dad got payback when my mom, wondering how bear spray works, sprayed the bear spray into the forest where my dad was coming out of the trail, and he got bear sprayed. So...
But that wasn't like a point blank. That was just like sort of like a mist in the area.
But bear spray is a jet of pepper spray.
Yeah, bear spray is like a 30-foot
It's like a super soaker.
So my dad was coming out of the trail. My mom didn't know. She was just like, hey, how does this work? Sprayed it and nailed him.
And what happened?
So sweet, sweet justice. Oh, he can't.
You can't breathe.
What about sounding like a bear?
Call your loogie?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I thought
you
also.
When you get sprayed in the face. I mean, you just tears, boogers. It's
everything.
Not.
I thought you also sprayed some bear spray in a car at one point and you were trapped in the car with the cloud of spray.
That was like an accidental. That was like it sprayed inside the container in the car. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So then you opened up the container. It had the pepper. Yeah. And it was like a bomb going off.
Yeah.
Wow.
By the way, going back to the FAA and the unruly behavior, pepper mm-hmm. spray would not be a solution in an airplane. Maybe one way that these airlines could make more money is start a show. I mean, we've talked about Greyhounding. We've talked about Octagon and Flight. But it seems like if you're having 1,300 incidences, how exciting would it be to watch the Delta Channel? Mm-hmm. You know, and it's kind of like a gamble. You watch all these flights
live
unfold,
feed.
a live feed and you're kind of like anticipating. And then when you find out that flight 225-56 to Houston has got an incident, everybody goes over there
like
to see what
Spirit,
kind of
live PD. Spirit Airlines is,
you're just watching.
Spirit Airlines is pay-per-view. You have to pay to even watch the feed for Spirit Frontier.
It would do better than a Mayweather fight.
Yeah.
It's just like, dude, $1 billion.
What about this idea? You show up to the airport, they inject you, you pass out for a certain amount of hours, and then they just throw your body like it's a dead body on the back of a military truck and just stack them up in there. They could fit 7 times as many passengers, and you
everyone's
just wake up when you get there. Yeah.
I've already said I'm for that. I'm for, we all get in, we all sit down, we all put our seatbelts on, and they gas the airplane.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm not against that. And we're just like knocked out. And then they use some kind of revival gas when we land. Like, psh.
Yeah, that's actually good for us because it's infused with vitamins and minerals.
Yeah. Like,
yeah. And it has essential oils.
Chamber.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then we all wake up. No one's been spit on. Mm-hmm. No one's urinated in the aisle.
I mean, you're going to piss yourself because you're all knocked out. So
no, like, insert the catheter.
Oh, everybody wears a catheter and a poop bag.
Yeah.
Maybe a diaper. I think,
yeah, just a big diaper. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's definitely less intrusive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've flown this year once. I didn't see any incidents. I feel like if all three of us have been flying this year, one of us, the odds are we should have seen something happen.
I have flown, I've only flown once this year too. I've flown twice and I didn't see anything.
Mm-hmm.
And one flight was actually.
Were any of them to like Florida or?
No, I haven't flown to Florida in a long time.
Mm-hmm. It would be interesting to see the information on which flights.
Where they're leaving from and where they're going to. Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
And then those are the ones you sell pay-per-view for.
Yeah.
You know what though? I think in the same article, they are going to increase, or they have increased, the penalties, which is fair, because I feel bad for the steward.
Oh my God. They are not compensated enough to deal with that. No. They're like being police officers.
You break the rules. You're on the no fly list for life. You never come back. Greyhound,
I agree.
Buddy.
Greyhound for you, which was our suggestion from the beginning, and now I think they're implementing a $35,000 fine, if I remember correctly. Yeah. So it should hurt. Mm-hmm. Don't be a jerk.
Look, the fine sounds excessive to me. Hey, guess what? No soup for you. You're done. You're never flying again.
I'm sure the fine is like up to.
No fly list.
I'm sure it's like an up to thing.
You lose.
Rob, I don't think
they have to go to they have to go to like a airline passenger school where they have to like go and they're like, okay, now you have to sit quality. You have to sit quietly for 6 hours.
Mm-hmm. With your
you can get up to use the restroom, but it's going to be teeny tiny. And there's going to be a bunch of people doing weird stuff all around you that you don't agree with.
That's right. And the only entertainment we have for you is Dave Ramsey videos.
Dave Ramsey videos. There's an in-flight magazine, but you can tell there's DNA on it. And I mean,
by the way, if you're going to fly,
the magazines are always beat up.
If you're going to fly, and this is the thing that bothers me most with this 1,300, people incidences, you're going to have to wear a mask. Like, you didn't know that. You're going to have to wear a mask in the airport. You're going to have to wear it on the plane. Have you been living in a cave somewhere, not reading the news, and you got to the airport and you're like, why is everybody wearing a mask? I refuse. It's like, no, you have to keep that on.
Yeah.
And don't make it the stewardess's job to lecture you over and over and over again. Just keep the stupid mask on.
Hey, you can't tell me what to do. I read it all. Yeah. You can't, like, you didn't use to like, hey, these are the rules. All right, that's the rules are the rules.
And by the way, you're not just giving up your freedom, or you're not, you know, by saying I'll wear a mask on a plane. It's not like you're signing away your rights and you're giving power of attorney to Delta. It's like, no, that's just the price. You want to fly, that you can always drive your own car, rent a car, take the Greyhound. They probably require a mask. But if you want to fly, you have to wear a mask, and don't assault the poor steward who. It's just trying to do their freaking job. They're not a policeman.
Like,
they're not any.
You can't smoke on the airplane. Like, whoa, you can't tell me I can't smoke.
That's the thing.
Free country. The rules are that I can smoke wherever I want.
You're taking away our freedom.
Freedom.
That's
to
how
smoke
I.
Wherever
I
want. I
was like, when they took, that was the exact same thing. It's like, Mm-hmm. They chose what though was healthier for the masses.
I wonder if people did fight over the smoking. I wonder what it was like during that transitional period.
Were alive during that transition.
Yeah, but I wasn't flying. My dad talks about
smokers weren't organized like that.
But we were going to restaurants where you'd go into like Skippers and you'd sit down and be like, do you want smoking or non-smoking? It's like they're right next to each other. The tables are literally next to each other. And the only partition is a wall that's 2 feet tall. And they're like, yeah, you can be over with the smokers or not.
Starting to see an analogy between masks and smokers. Mm-hmm. Like non-maskers and smokers are going to be pushed to the outside. Like they'll be hanging out in the cold in a dark alleyway. The only place to take off your mask.
Mm-hmm. I was in Europe when the smoking, when they were starting to ban smoking in restaurants and stuff, and people were like that. They're taking away our freedom. It's our freedom to smoke in a restaurant. And if people don't like it, then they can leave the restaurant. I was like, or the smokers can leave the restaurant and the people who don't like it can stay there. Like it's, what is the, I feel like I'm not understanding.
We should make a mask that can allow vaping. Or smoking, like the mask puts out and then absorbs the smoke. So that you
and just, then it just says, yeah. And the mask has to say inside I'm vaping so that you can know who to not talk to.
And not take it off because then all the vape comes out, but it like seals around your face and you're just like a gas vape mask. Heaven. Like, yeah, you're like, oh, dude, this is the best. Yeah. I love flying. I can smoke finally when I fly. Just, oh, man. Then everybody's happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right. Well, let's talk about our next news story about. So we talked about how there's an Airbnb where you can go stay with a mini pony. But why travel when you could bring the farm to you? A new fad that has popped up during the pandemic is called rent a chicken. Tyson, would you be interested in renting a chicken?
Oh, I'd rent all the chickens.
Mm-hmm.
I need to see this.
I mean, they have stuff like that already, like rent a kitty, rent a puppy.
What?
Rent a, yeah, and then you give it back so that like you can have the joy of having a puppy and then get rid of it. It's kind of a sad operation, but they find a happy home for the dog afterwards, I think is the premise of it. But around Easter time, you can rent a baby bunny or a chick, and that's been a thing. But now renting a chicken or is it trained? What's going on here?
Yeah, I don't know what it's trained to do. I guess it could give you some eggs. Rent a chicken. There's lots of these businesses popping up all over the place where you can have.
Can't rent a rooster. It says here they're too aggressive, but you can rent the egg laying hens for 4 weeks to 6 months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Danny, would you be interested in this?
I think my younger boy would love to rent a chicken. Mm-hmm. I think maybe even my girl would like it too. I would not. I mean, I don't live on a farm for a reason.
Yeah.
With the farm life comes farm smells, farm messes, and that's not me.
Yeah.
So no.
Do you have any idea how much this costs, Danny?
I'm trying to scroll, but I just got a pop-up that's locking me out.
Yeah, there's a lot of... There are different sites.
Tiers?
Yeah, sites. And I think it also... It's not a national chain. It's more of a... There are different local branches where you can rent the chicken. The one mentioned here in the article is Connecticut Rent-A-Hen.
Oh, yeah. They're probably a 4-star on Google. My dad used to have hens.
Yeah.
A lot of them. And then some kind of animal got into the chicken coop, which always seems to happen. You can't secure it enough. Chicken
what do you
wire
think it was? A weasel?
Who knows? But let's just say that it was not kind to the hens.
Yeah.
And then tell us what happened to the car after that.
Oh, yeah. So then my dad went to go pick up the carcasses, threw them in the back of his Jeep Cherokee, and then went on a trip and forgot that he had put them back there, took a different car to go to the airport or got a ride, came back, and he called me over to his car. He said, Danny, you got to look at this. And he opened up the back of the car, and it was like this moment where you're not sure what you're seeing. And it looked as if the whole car was moving. Now I thought maybe I was high or something. And it was maggots over every surface, crawling in like this weird. Oh, so he gave that car to my sister.
What? Does she still have it to this day?
No. You could never get rid of that smell. But she did drive it for a while because it's a free car. But anyway, what I'm going back to is I used to have the chicken life. I don't really remember interacting much with these chickens. But eventually, this is the danger of the farm. And I'm worried about all these rented chickens. They're very susceptible. They don't have great defense mechanisms against, I don't know, cats, foxes. What else, Tyson? Weasels?
Snakes.
It just seems like you're kind of renting out something
Raptors.
That may not come back.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of a rental strategy is that?
Yeah, but it's a $100 deposit to get the chicken.
Yeah, $100 deposit. So yeah.
If you can keep it alive, you'll get the $100 back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, so, a lot of people are going to lose.
Is it really a $100 deposit?
Yeah, it is.
I just guessed that.
For $500, you get,
you get five chickens.
Three hens for 3 months.
Mm-hmm. Okay. They're all dead.
Mm-hmm.
They are.
This is their scheme. Wouldn't you like to have some hens for a little while? Just give us the deposit. We'll give it to you back when you return the chicken. And they spent nothing on those chickens.
They were like, dude, they just find them out in the woods. And
well,
you
they
just,
get you
like,
one the, that they have a chicken coop. They give you the chickens. The chicken coop costs $1,500 for the all-season
and I'm telling you,
chicken coop.
This is what I'm saying. The chicken coop. We had a chicken coop that was like a fortress, you know, like we did everything. We dug the wire, put the wire down like a foot or two. We did everything we could to secure and make these chickens comfortable. But in the end, we could never keep them safe enough.
Mm-hmm.
Something got in there. And these chickens that are being rented out, it's a one-way trip.
Yeah.
For the chicken.
Okay. There you go.
That's a scam. We've uncovered the scam.
So we're not going to be doing the chicken rental anytime soon.
Not unless you're willing to throw away that $500 deposit.
Okay. Not yet. Not yet. We have
Ramsey would say no to that, by the way.
Yeah. Ramsey would
hey,
say no to that.
Dave, can I get... I'm thinking about renting some chickens this summer for my family, some egg-laying hens. Well, what do you owe? What do you make?
Yeah.
Tell me
yeah,
about
what do you it. What do you make? What percentage of this are do you have to put down a deposit? So what you should do is just
tell me about
buy your own
401k. Like, oh well, you know, I'm just getting started. Well, I don't think the chicken coop is for you, buddy.
I've never heard Dave Ramsey talk.
Yeah.
I have heard nothing about it.
All I've heard is Rob's version.
You want chickens? Then you got to buy those chickens. You're renting another man's chicken. Another man is getting rich off your money with that chicken. You don't own that hen. You want a hen, you save up. You got to put down 80% to buy the hen before you buy it. So this came across the Group AF Facebook group this week. Do you guys have any interest in being on The Floor is Lava Season 2?
I watched this show, by the way.
Yeah.
I have seen an episode
an episode or two, and it's a terrible show.
Teams of three. We could
with
win.
With a fun premise.
10K.
Yeah. And it's only a single episode. Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Get us on there.
Hey, Dave, me and my friends want to be on the floor is lava. We got
we have to take some work off.
Yeah, we got. I mean, if we win, we can win 10K, but we have to take off work. Like, well, how many days? Maybe a couple. Nope, can't do it.
The question with the floor is lava, is the $10,000 worth the sacrifice you're going to have to make with your body? Because I do, if I remember anything from that show, it seemed like there was a lot of hard landings.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it didn't seem like a great show for people our age.
You know, I feel like there's a lot of like old, it's not it's necessarily fine. Like elite athletes.
Young people, no, but there's a lot of jumping to platforms.
Mm. Yeah, but we can jump-ish, you know?
Dude, have you seen my spring? My vert's like 2 inches.
Yeah, but you take those turns so well
with
in
those
the snow,
quads,
bro.
Danny, you got no ups.
Yeah, with those quads, you can't jump.
You would think with my calves and quads, I'd be like a kangaroo.
Yeah,
but the truth
is, that's exactly
what
I'm thinking.
Very, yeah. Like gravity is very real for me. It's hard for me to break its grasp.
Do you think if you did more CrossFit, that you'd probably be better at jumping?
If I got some of those Skecher hops, whatever, with the big thing on the front,
this could be a guy's trip. The floor is lava.
Okay,
I would
let's
do, this.
Do it.
I would do
let's
this.
Let's do it. Okay. Of course we're going
to
do it.
Floor is lava. Okay, so then we have
so
to,
we're on?
We have, well, they're casting for 18 to 55, so we're still okay there. And then pay is $250 per day for 2 days of filming. So we still get to walk away with $500 no matter what.
Each or total?
I think.
You better be clear on this.
$250 per day. So this is what they say. The Netflix competition series Floor is Lava is casting teams of three aged 18 to 55 for its second season. Filming will take place in Southern California. Pay is $250 per day for for 2 days of filming with the opportunity to compete for a cash prize of $10,000. And then, like Tyson, like if Danny dies in the lava, we have to react like, no!
He was too young. He had his whole life ahead of him.
But in a vat of hot magma, that's almost like soup. This
is a real death.
Yeah,
this is a real death. Dude,
the stakes have never been higher.
The floor was a hot, creamy soup.
Tomato bisque.
Yeah, no. Cheddar broccoli.
Oh, dude, just floating in it with my head just above the water.
Looks the most like lava.
I know, but I'm looking for something that's the stinkiest and Danny loves the most.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm in.
Yeah.
Weed brain.
Okay, sign us up, Rob.
He skied on volcanoes. He was supposed to be good at this. So, all right. Well, let's look into that. What's our team name? Are we like Podcast Dads?
Yeah, Podcast Dads. Yeah, Podcast Cool Podcast Dads.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we could do better than that.
What would we do?
You think?
I don't know, but if this is real, we are definitely going to do better than that.
Mm-hmm.
The Podcast Dads. I'm going to show up with socks and sandals, and like some jean shorts.
Well, we need to nail the branding, or they won't cast us.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'll go out and buy some sandals.
Mm-hmm. Dads AF.
Mm-hmm.
Pod Dads. Ramsey Boys with a Z.
The Z. Okay. All right. Let's look into that. Okay. So we've talked in the past about how you and Tyson, Danny, want to be blasted into space after you die, taxidermied, holding hands together.
Maybe even before we die, like when we're on the verge of death.
Yeah.
Let the bonding begin, kind of like let our bed sores intertwine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like just like interlock ourselves so that nobody has to tie us together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Let go on, Rob.
So a story came about this week about a Toronto musician. His name was Brentnall Cabbage McPherson, a.k.a. Bonnie Brent. And he was... He recently passed away, and that they put him not in a casket, but they set him up at his drums for the funeral.
Extreme taxidermy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He looks great.
Looks great.
I like the colors.
Yeah.
Yellow. I mean, for a funeral, this is, I like this. No, it's not somber. It's like party time. He's at a drum set. It's blue.
Yeah.
He's wearing a sweet tracksuit that's yellow.
Yeah.
Is this the future?
Unusual as this may have seemed, according to the article, the practice is known as extreme embalming and has been growing in popularity around the world.
Oh, yeah. I love this idea, dude.
I mean, this is cooler than a coffin. No one wants to look into that casket at your still lifeless
body. I want to just be standing there like this. So they have to put glass eyes in because your regular eyes rot out of you pretty quickly, you know?
Yeah.
And you're just like, and make everybody like make eye contact with your dead body as they come into the room.
Well, they put glasses on him.
Oh, they did?
That's good. Like, yeah.
That's good workaround.
Like, yeah.
Weekend at Bernie's. Yeah, actually, that's what I want. So I want you, Rob, and you, Danny, to weekend at Bernie's me around my whole funeral party. But everybody knows that I'm just like a floppy puppet.
Yeah. How do you want to be? Like in a pickleball pose?
Yeah. I mean, draped in fila and then just like, yeah, pickleball posing. Oh, that would be cool. Yeah, pickleball. I mean, for now, but who knows what I'm going to be good at in the future.
Yeah. I mean, here, if you want to take a look, here's Cabbage in his resting place at the funeral.
He definitely looks dead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I think when you die, it's hard to escape that look.
He looks good.
Sure.
He looks good.
He looks good.
Well, he looks at peace.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
that's where he wanted to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering, like, should they have me set up, like, at the podcast desk?
Yeah, that would be pretty cool. Yeah, that would be
cool. And your mouth opening up while you play some of your biggest hits?
Yeah, I think it would just be hard to have me, like, set me up in a pose that's not going to look like I'm dead. Like, I think that they actually did a really good job here with Cabbage.
He looks dead. I mean,
yeah,
if you were like, hey, is this guy dead or not dead? I'd be like, he's either a mannequin or he's dead.
Mm-hmm.
A mannequin. Mannequin-like is the way to describe
it. There's just the way you carry yourself as a dead person. There's no, you're not lifting
It's hard to
anything.
Look natural and alive when there's nothing to animate your flesh.
Exactly. You get it, Danny.
Yeah.
So, I think I do.
How do you want to be, Danny?
I mean, really? I think funerals are stupid. I think graves are stupid. I don't want anyone to come visit my grave. What a waste of time.
Dude, I know. So,
that's why I like the flinging into space. That would be actually good. Pretty cool.
Everybody can just stand there and be like, here we go, SpaceX, the first SpaceX funeral. We could put Danny in a dope back scratcher pose with his skis on.
Yeah, but like keep me out on display. So like they, you know, no one has to stop at my graveside. They can just like look across the graveyard and see this mannequin man doing a sweet back scratcher in a one piece.
Yeah.
Honestly, if I could be shot into space, I would definitely be for that. I don't think that's going to be a possibility because then, you know, let my orbit gradually decay until it become a falling star. How cool is that compared to just sitting in a wooden, overpriced wooden box 6 feet down, slowly rotting while people come to my, well, I assume people will come to my grave. Maybe I'll be such a jerk at the end. It's like abandoned, surrounded by weeds.
Is that a dead man propped up at a poker table for his funeral?
So this
yeah, we've talked
first,
about him
yeah,
before.
This is not the first time we've talked about extreme embalming on the show. There's other cases where people have been.
This is the third time we've talked about the guy buried in his car.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We talked about that guy playing cards in Puerto Rico, I think.
Yeah.
And then we've got this guy.
That guy has a great poker face. Yeah.
Yeah.
The ultimate poker face.
The ultimate poker face. Yeah. There's that one. There's also one of a guy on his motorcycle is another case of extreme embalming that we've looked at.
You know what would have made this great, this case of extreme embalming, is if while you were giving the funeral talk, the eulogy, you would tell a joke and someone with strings would make that sound, you know, like kind of like he's there to participate in his own funeral, right? That would have added a little spice to the whole event.
So do they bury this guy with his motorcycle?
That's the one that that's from a while back.
Of course, like an Egyptian king.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, okay, I have a $10 million life insurance policy, and I want half of that to go to a super exotic rare car that costs $5 million to bury me in.
Yeah.
Cool.
I don't suspect that they buried the motorcycle.
pretty sure that a team of lawyers will make sure that doesn't happen. All the kids will bond together for the first time
ever. Rip my dead party body apart.
Exactly. But I do appreciate people who get buried in vehicles. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Have you seen this story about the person from Starbucks who shared the worst Starbucks order of all time?
This is weird you're mentioning this. And this morning there was a story about Starbucks orders getting out of control.
Yeah, so a Starbucks barista shared the order from a person named Edward. It looks like that...
Edward, is this you?
Yeah, Edward ordered a venti caramel crunch frappuccino with 5 banana, extra caramel drizzle, extra whip, extra ice, extra cinnamon topping, 7 pumps of added dark caramel something, extra caramel crunch, 1 pump honey blend, extra
standard. I heard that right after this guy drank this drink, he got embalmed in front of his drum
yeah,
set.
This is what they give you. Yeah, heavy cream, 7 additional frap chips. Then double blended.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure the guy that's now embalmed.
The people that would make this order obviously have never worked in the service industry. Like, the only reason you would do this. He's got the name of a king and the order of a king. Mm-hmm. He's never worked in the service industry. Yeah, now that's just cruel.
Baristas are shaming people with very long drink orders. How do we feel about this?
Oh, I hate it.
Yeah.
It's like worse than going to dinner with 7 people and splitting the check 7 ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is awful. It's like going to the drive-thru and having someone ask for a cheeseburger with bacon and then saying, can you remove the bacon in the cheese and no pickles? And get out of my car.
This is like going to a Mexican restaurant with my dad where he's like, no sour cream. And they're like, And he's like, and know this and know that and add this. And then they're like, here you go. And he's like, they didn't do any of it. I was like, yeah, and they're not going to.
They shouldn't. No, yeah. Why should they? Look, what's on the menu is what you are ordering. And like, maybe you can get away with one change. Even I think that's too much. I try to, 5, give it to me straight. I saw what's on there. I know what's included.
Yeah.
Why can't I be satisfied with that?
So that's how my ordering process anywhere I go. I look at the menu. I look at everything that I don't need to make a change to. And I try to choose out of those things. If there's nothing that I want out of there that like, and it doesn't even have to be my top choice. It's just like, here's all the things I don't need to make a special request on. And then I default to the things that I only have to make a small request on, like no mayo or whatever. But that's how it goes. It keeps it easy. It keeps it simple. And it's fine. And when
how about this?
Go ahead.
If you're the kind of person who does this, we can treat your last will and testament like you treated your orders in the drive-thru.
How so?
We don't like that. No, you want this to happen? No, we're not going to do that. Money goes where? No, thanks.
Kim in the challenge says this is a TikTok challenge and kids are like filming it. Yeah.
What's the viral challenge? How complicated can you make your order or how much can you shame the customers? Or are they both TikTok challenges?
I think it's how complicated you can make the orders because Starbucks employees are quitting over it, supposedly. Mm-hmm.
You should just be able to say as a Starbucks employee, and this should be a corporate rule, across the board, 3 changes. I don't know what changes max. Maybe no changes max.
It 3 changes it and then it's $10 extra thing after
all
that.
Right. Well, I didn't know about that this is a TikTok challenge to make your order complicated. Guess what, kids? It should be just like the airplane. You're banned for life from Starbucks now. How do you like that?
Can you do it in Dave Ramsey voice? This is totally excess.
Dave, I just wanted to see if I could go to Starbucks and could I get a couple of extra pumps of caramel macchiato in my Frappuccino?
How much equity do you own in your house currently?
All right. What's your allowance? Okay. Make your coffee at home.
Yeah.
Get a pot, go to the store, get a can of Folgers. That'll give you coffee for a week. I just saved you.
Amber in the chat says,
over your lifetime.
Amber in the chat says, in the olden days, you could just spit in the coffee.
Yeah.
Now they're all on camera.
Take that money and you're going to get an index fund. You know what that is?
This challenge isn't complicated or order challenge. What this challenge is, be a jerk challenge.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like this challenge. Is, I'm a dick challenge. Like,
which a lot of challenges are that, yes.
Yeah, that's all it boils down to. It's my, oh, dude, complicated Starbucks order challenge. It's like everyone else out there who runs their life on common sense looks at you and said, no, this is the TikTok challenge of being a jerk.
Yeah.
That's
this
all
is, this is what they should do.
An inconvenience.
If I was working at Starbucks and I got an order like that, I'd be like, yep, it's already made. Here it is for you, sir. And they're like, you didn't do any of that. I was like, no, it's all in there. Taste it. And they're like, I can't tell because I never had. That's it. There you go.
I've never had the monstrosity I'm ordering.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or yeah. I think then it's like, okay, it's a extra dollar for every customization past one on the order. This is a $19 Frappuccino. You still want it?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. $75 Frappuccino. There you go.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I like that. And
do
then,
I still want it? Yes, because I don't want the people behind me to think that I'm poor.
Exactly. Oh, $700, of course I'll pay for that.
Make it $100. Does it matter to me?
Yeah.
I'm rich.
Tell all your friends.
Tell all your friends.
How well-to-do I am. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can I just share a quick anecdote for Father Nature?
Yes, please.
Last night, my kids were asleep. My wife and I were in the kitchen, and then she starts screaming. She stepped on a lizard in our home.
What?
A gecko?
Yeah, like a little
lizard,
like a little house gecko,
a little lizard, which had gotten into the house. And those things,
okay.
Those things can move. Like, all
yeah,
right.
But is it the kind that can climb the walls and stuff, or is it?
It didn't get to a wall. Those
I know,
things
but can, do you know the difference between a gecko and just a different
not.
Other lizards?
No.
Okay,
geckos—they're all over the ground in California.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Cool. She stepped on Bergen, ran over one on her bike the other day, just riding, and it just like darted out in front of her, and then she crunched it, and I was like, "Ugh! Did she kill this one?"
So she was screaming, and then it was like. It ran like underneath like the dining room table, which has like a bottom to it. And so I'm like,
yeah,
all right, now it's under here. Like, is it going to dart out one of the sides? And then we're going to our concern was we would lose it and
no,
never. Find
I'll tell
it
you.
Again. Yeah.
I'll tell you
yeah.
how to do this before
yeah.
you tell me how you did it. Clear everything out. So it's nice and open. Grab a big towel, like a beach towel or a bath towel, because you can throw the bath towel over it. It traps it, and then you can scoop it and take it outside and let it out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's super easy to catch. You can do that with rodents, too. If you have a rodent in your house that you do not want to kill or don't want to set out traps and stuff, I've seen my dad catch them in towels.
Okay. What?
So...
So we ended up then like taking everything off the table, turning the mm-hmm. table over on its side. I thought we had smushed it with like by moving the table
with
but
the scoots. Yeah.
So then it was like in the open field. And so we ended up taking like a plastic bin. Luckily, we have a lot around the house. And uh-huh. Then we had the bin over the gecko. The
okay.
lizard. And then we were able to like find like a thin sheet of plastic and slide that underneath. Then we could turn the whole thing over and put it outside. But it was a harrowing 20 minutes at our house last
yeah.
night.
Yeah. Teamwork makes the dream work, you know?
Yes. My wife was
good way.
Screaming.
Not bad. Yeah. The towel would have been a little quicker, but it sounds like you took care of business.
I would just be afraid that it would get out of the towel.
And you don't want to touch it or what?
Yeah, I mean, I our biggest concern was once we lose it in the shite all over my house, that's it.
It's
we'll
gone.
Never see this thing again.
But that's okay. Then you just like, ciao.
Yeah, it probably eats insects and stuff.
Mm-hmm. I hope so.
Keeps those out of your mouth while you sleep.
All right. Danny, are you ready to open Bolt Hole?
Yep.
Okay.
Just play the secret song.
Here we go.
Welcome to my Bolt Hole. Gonna like it. think you're gonna feel you belong.
Yeah.
Dude, this will be crazy if the Bolt Hole's actually all about Dave Ramsey.
No, no, but it is does touch on a subject we mentioned briefly just moments ago. Next time you look up into the sky, it could be my naked body descending into the Earth's atmosphere, lighting up your night, giving you a glimmer of like, you know, kids will wish upon it as they see it fall. Maybe Tyson's there joined with me. But more recently, you'll have to wait a while till that happens. You might look up into the sky and see what appears to be a shooting star. But unfortunately, there is a giant piece of garbage, the body of a rocket, a Chinese rocket, that is orbiting the Earth every 90 minutes and is predicted to fall and survive reentry. They don't even know where it's going to land, but they do say that right now its orbit takes it over New York, Madrid, Beijing, Chile, and Wellington, New Zealand. So if you live in any of those places and you look up and you see this beautiful bright light, you're like, oh, look at that, a meteor. It could be a Chinese rocket. And it could destroy someone's house. And the thing that blew me away, and supposedly this is the first time in almost 30 years, something this big has left orbit and re-entered the atmosphere with the possibility of smacking something.
Mm.
And the reason I like this story, or it caught my attention, is the space. I always encourage people to look at one of the many maps that shows space debris in orbit, because it will blow your mind. It's like the Wild West. I mean, Elon Musk is putting up thousands of those Skylink satellites. He plans to put something like 21,000 of them.
My dad has a subscription to Skylink.
Yeah, they're just starting to roll out the beta testers.
What does it do?
It's definitely.
It's for rural areas that don't have high speed internet. Uh-huh. They're getting high speed satellite internet, and my dad had horrible internet service where he's at because he lives rurally, and the Skylink is somewhat better. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Somewhat better, will be getting a lot better as he adds thousands and thousands of satellites. So there's all this crap in orbit. Most of it burns up. Definitely a lot of it is a threat, but this giant monstrosity is going to actually enter the atmosphere and hit something. You know, luckily the surface is a lot of water, so there's a good chance it could do that. And this is not the first time the Chinese have had something re-enter the atmosphere. I think we talked about one of their modules for their space station about a year or two ago, entering the atmosphere and falling down. It's just like, it kind of blows my mind that we allow this to happen. It's like, oh, I'm going to shoot bullets up into the air in a crowded area and just let's just see how this happens. You know, what happens here? What's the result? So if you live in any of those places and you see a bright light at night, take cover. You know, maybe
build yourself a nice shelter. Can we have like some sort of like a space junk, like a vacuum cleaner? Like what? Like, could we have something that's like a, sort of like a space junk? Tyson, imagine this. Okay.
Lasers. You have to blast them into a trillion pieces.
No, you can't blast them into a trillion pieces because now you have a trillion pieces traveling at like, what, 17,000 miles an hour?
Okay. It's dust.
Depending on its orbit.
You're lasering it to dust.
You really need to like push it back into orbit and hope that it burns up. Well, I feel like that's your only option.
How about this? Could we get like some sort of like a giant pickleball racket to like knock it out of the Earth's orbit? Like
paddle.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
The other thing is, what if the government just issued leaf blowers to every single citizen and at the same time aimed our leaf blowers in the sky?
Mm-hmm.
Danny, I don't know what the solution
that
is.
Far right.
No, not at all. I wish I could. That'd be awesome. Back when I had the lungs of a young man, I could hurl a Logie, you know, 10
Thomas
yards.
Is saying, I bet it falls on Hong Kong or Taiwan by accident.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's crazy to me also that they don't know. They can't tell you when or where it's going to hit. I thought that, you know, math was going to solve, could solve any orbital problem. But then they talk about an earlier piece of debris falling in, and they said just minutes can make the difference between, you know, 1,000 miles.
Elon Musk have a solution for us?
He's too busy hosting SNL.
Which supposedly nobody wants.
Mm-hmm.
Because a bunch of millionaires are offended with a billionaire on and telling jokes.
But will you watch Elon Musk on SNL?
I don't watch SNL.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I watch it
I
sometimes.
I do watch occasional skits that someone might push my way that is like worth my time. But, you know, he doesn't have a solution. Nobody has a solution to space junk. This is really one of our biggest problems.
But he'll pretend like he has a solution. That's the best part about him.
And it'll be lackluster like the tunnels.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He could probably use the machine he designed for the tunnels to somehow blast this thing out of the sky.
I wish we could blast it out of the sky.
A tunnel submarine. Mm. What about just like a giant net to catch it?
Yeah, but you don't know when. And I mean, the speeds, terminal velocity, I'm sure once it gets through the upper atmosphere, what is that? 200, 100?
Yeah, because these things are spinning very quickly, right?
Spinning. Yeah, that's why. And by the way, it's 7 times bigger than the rocket that Musk has been using to send things into space.
So it is a massive. What was this thing?
It was to send up, I believe, another module for the Chinese space station that they're working on. It's just massive. Mm-hmm. It's just sitting there slowly getting, you know, dragged down into Earth's, you know, atmosphere. And eventually it's going to fall on someone or hopefully hit the ocean.
I mean, the odds are that it's going to hit the ocean first. And
yeah,
foremost.
For sure.
And then the odds are after that, that it's not going to hit.
But if it does hit something else, like, you know, if it goes into a city, that would just. I can't even imagine how that's okay. Like,
that's
really,
why I live on the outskirts.
So we don't have better rules to govern space and the crap we put up there. Mm-hmm. That's why I mean, but it's like the Wild West. Everybody's just shooting whatever they can up into space and then hoping that it stays up there.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Danny, are you campaigning to run the International Space Coalition?
Oh, gladly. I'll take that upon myself.
Oh.
Yeah.
I want total dictatorial powers, though.
Mm-hmm.
What I say goes.
Yeah.
I don't want any arguments.
Will there be a lot of bureaucracy? Like somebody wants to put a satellite up. You have a lot of permits and forms they have to fill out.
Be like, what's the satellite for? No. Whoa, you're going to try and do something in space. We don't try and do things in space. Okay.
Yeah, so you're like the Either Dave tell Ramsey me- of space. So I'm like, so I have a new satellite I want to launch.
No, you don't get to try. Oh, I'm going to try and launch this into outer space. Be like, no, I need to know that you can get it into orbit
really
and keep
want it
in
it.
Orbit.
It looks cool. A lot of my friends have.
No, you're done. Get out of here.
I'm an eccentric billionaire, and I would love to just put something into space.
I'm going to need proof of concept. Show me what you can do, and then maybe I'll give you a permit.
Okay, well.
But you can't just be like, we're going to try and shoot this module up into space. Oh, the module didn't make it. It's actually tumbling out of space.
It's back coming
Earth.
Back down.
It's like,
Earth.
By now, I'd be like, hey, listen, China, you need to just calm down. You need to get your shiz together and then come back with a good plan that doesn't involve giant rocket bodies tumbling back into space, possibly hitting Wellington.
China's probably listening to this right now.
Yeah, probably. They're like, oh, you're going to do something to us.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to disappear. They're going to disappear us. But look, I'm volunteering my great expertise in this area. Tyson has involvement with NASA. He can be an advisor on this panel.
That's true.
And I'm offering our services to keep space clean.
Okay. There you go.
There we go. Yeah. I won't do it for free, but I will do it for less
than Keep Space Clean initiative.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Very simple.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We use no to keep space clean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just say no.
It's a two-letter word. Yeah. It's
goodbye,
so powerful.
Goodbye, Amazon. Hello, space.
Yeah, no need for a laser. All we need is the word no.
Well said, Danny.
Yeah. Well said.
Danny, what's coming up for you besides cleaning up outer space?
If only I had a laser that... I don't think the laser is a solution, by the way. But
what about Marie
vaporize?
Kondo? Should Marie Kondo run the space collective?
No, she's about storage now.
She'll want to put her own space trash up there to put all the other space trash in. And it's just...
Marie
it
Kondo
won't work
the
out.
Storage, Tyson?
Yeah, I think she did do organizational and storage style stuff at Target or something.
I thought she's about take everything in your house and then shoot it off into space.
I mean, it turns out she's more about making money.
Mm.
Shoot it into the sun. Let the sun be the world's incinerator, right? Just be like, hey, dude, whenever we don't want anything, I mean, it's not cheap or effective, but hey, let's just push it into the sun.
Elon Musk
this rocket doesn't bring
to
you
the
joy.
Sun.
Like a wormhole?
Yeah.
Why aren't we shooting stuff into the sun? That's honestly, I can't think of any repercussions.
Mm-hmm.
Well, really, I mean, we can't. I can't imagine.
I mean, does
us
it need to go all the way to the sun? What if we just took all the garbage and then shot it off into space and then blew it up with a nuclear weapon?
Can you imagine the aliens? They're like, dude, you know you're getting close to Earth when you start to see the trash.
Yeah.
It's like on a highway. You're like, I know I'm getting close to a city because the amount of trash up against the fence is greatly increasing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We'll just be a laughing stock of the galaxy. It's like, dude, don't go to Earth. First of all, you won't be able to get your spaceship in.
Yeah.
You're just hitting so much debris.
Well, that would then, be good. It's like a minefield of preventing all of the hostile aliens from coming in.
Just plastic bags getting sucked into rocket engines.
Yeah. Like, we won't be able to get out, but they can't get in at least.
That's our protective shield. Yeah. We've inadvertently created our planetary defense system.
A garbage moat around the Earth to keep us
safe. That would be awesome.
We need scientists to design plastic bags that when they get sucked into rocket engines immediately melt, liquefy into something devastating for that engine.
I love Tyson's story about like the intergalactic peace conference coming to Earth to have us join the Federation. They come in to suck in a plastic bag as they enter the orbit.
Explode.
They just crash. Then the war's declared and everybody's against us.
Mm-hmm. But nobody can get to us as we sit here behind our garbage moat, just laughing. The space moat.
Mm-hmm.
Even their lasers can't penetrate the space moat.
I bet the lasers
can get through. I'll be out there, Rob. I'll be putting things on the internet, Instagram. Yeah. I'll be doing some gear reviews, which I do when I don't have
gear reviews now.
Up. Yeah, I've been doing reviews for a while. They're not consistent. I've just set a goal to do more gear reviews. They're so easy to do. It's all opinion. It's like I'm Dave Ramsey-ing gear, just like saying the obvious.
You should definitely go into debt for this gear. It is dope.
And luckily, unfortunately, and I'm just going to say this real quick, is that due to that thing that happened last year, there's no surplus of gear. So it used to be like, I used to be like, hey, you can get all this stuff for super cheap because a lot of the stuff that I buy is so niche that it goes unsold. So you can get it for half off if you let the season pass. But now they're making like just the right amount of gear.
Yeah.
And so there is no surplus. So there is
there's for triple.
Almost no deals unless you're a human giant or like the smallest person. Like if you're a triple XL, you can get running gear for like pennies. But if you're an average sized person, good luck. Doesn't exist. So
what if you got triple XL and then just had your wife take it in?
Yeah, like I could run in like a 90. So I get a triple X running shirt. I just turn it into like a one piece. Running outfit.
Just cut some leg holes in it and then sew up the bottom.
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. No, Rob's right. Just throw on a belt, dude. Yeah, and then
running fanny pack, also triple extra large.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'll be doing.
I think I want to see you repurpose the deals and just be like, I don't buy things my size. I buy the cheapest of the thing I want, no matter the size.
And then
Ramsey would like that.
Yeah, Dave Ramsey's. Right. Like that.
Don't buy clothes that fit. Buy clothes that are too big. You get them cheap. Take them in.
Yeah.
We turned Ramsey into a verb. I just Ramsey'd the shirt into a one-piece running outfit.
Save $300 a year.
I'm telling you right now,
over
Danny.
30 years.
It would be your most liked video. For sure. Mm-hmm. If you were like, okay, it shows you getting online, you're searching for the thing you want. You're like, oh, I found a quadruple XL. There's only one, but it's only $8. Regularly, these things are $135. I'm going to get the $8 one. Still looks cool. Still has the logo on it, which is one of the most important aspects of this gear. And then I'm going to have my wife, Liz, who is a genius with the sewing machine and has a history with repurposing clothing. To repurpose this to your liking and then shows you having the time of your life doing
that's
some
not a bad
venturing.
Idea. Turn it's a pair idea. Of XXL shorts to capris.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, dude, I'll look so good. Okay.
That's what I'm saying. And it'll be next. One of a kind. Then you can sell that stuff for, a lot.
Flip it.
All right, guys. Thank you. Thank you for that solid gold idea.
Will you promise to do it?
Yeah.
No.
No.
No, sorry. I'm right.
Wow.
Tyson, what's next for you?
Next, I'm going to Utah, still unannounced, but should be announced soon. It's going to be the 21st on Friday in Ogden, Utah, to play pickleball Friday night. And we're getting a bunch of courts to play on. and there's only going to be 100 people allowed in, totally free of charge though, but they are going to have to RSVP.
Okay.
I've already RSVP'd for Danny.
Oh, how convenient.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you driving? How are you flying?
I'm flying. I'm going to fly in Friday morning and then be there Friday evening in Ogden. Wow. So
will there be a lot of buzz about the Pride of Provo?
Am I the Pride of Provo? Who's the Pride of Provo?
Zach Wilson.
Is that what they call him?
I think I just started it.
Oh, the Pride of Provo, Utah.
That's pretty good, Rob.
Is he from Provo? Where's he from originally?
I think he's from up by Alpine.
Oh, okay. So he's a Utah boy.
If I Google the Pride of Provo, let's see what comes up.
I think he's Lone Peak.
I don't know if they have that nickname yet.
Let's see what his high school is.
Hmm.
Corner Canyon, Tyson. Great mountain biking out there.
Oh, yeah. Up at Draper.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool. There you go. All right.
Rob, you going to be doing Talking Circle, or what are you going to do?
Well, I'll be talking about the Circle finale on Thursday. We're going to do that live, so be on the lookout. That, I think that episode is going to drop, I think, like at midnight tonight on Tuesday. We've been covering all of the Circle podcasts.
Do you think is the biggest jerk on the Circle?
The biggest jerk on the Circle? I don't know if anybody's too jerky. You think there's a jerk?
Like a Circle jerk?
That's why he said that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't... no, I don't think so. Was there one last season?
I think there's probably a tie for the Circle jerk.
Okay.
Well, between who? They're all coming into the same place.
Oh, okay. Cool. So they're all tied.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So they're not going to be probably a prize for that.
Yeah, I don't know what it would be.
Okay, well, yeah. Anyways, that's
go
cool.
Go on, Rob.
Yep.
So the Circle, what else?
Then, of course, talking about 90 Day Fiancé. Happily Ever After, new season. Talking about that. A little bit of a
variation. What's Happily Ever After?
Happily Ever After is they're following couples who have already been on 90 Day Fiancé. So it's not just like trying to get married. It's sort of like following them a little more of the day-to-day. Been doing coverage of that as well. And then also, we have the Survivor coming up. Talking about the 23rd best season of all time. Survivor Vanuatu.
Vanuatu?
And 23rd?
23rd best season, yeah. Which Dude. Happens to be, like, I know we're going to be on The Floor is Lava, Islands of Fire, set in islands with a lot of volcanic action.
Yeah. When do you think that we're going to be on that? We need our listeners and viewers to campaign for us to get on The Floor is Lava and win that sweet, sweet cash.
Yep. I don't know if it's a vote, but we'll apply.
Yeah. Okay. May as well.
Yeah, that would be exciting, right? If we were going to be on The Floor is Lava.
Dude, that would be fantastic. I think we'd all enjoy it. Danny would definitely probably yell at both of us at some point for doing something dumb. But that's the price.
I'd definitely scream in pain as Tyson enters the lava.
Yeah.
And is consumed.
Yeah. Tyson was considering doing the challenge or The Floor is Lava.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Why win $1 million when you can win 10,000?
Split three ways.
Split three ways.
Before taxes. Yeah. What an exciting day it'll be, though. All right.
Tyler in the chat says, everybody call into Dave Ramsey's show to campaign for the guys to be on The Floor is Lava.
We've got a great money-making opportunity, the chance to appear on a popular Netflix series, The Floor is Lava. We could each win our share of $3,300. And I got to pay tax on that. All right. Thank you so much, everybody. Take care. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.